Time once again.
Oops. I love that echo effect, though. That was really cool. Time once again. Happy Monday for Where's Art with Andy Dugan. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. Art starts right away. You
Yay!
Have to be on your toes right here in Duluth because it starts right away tonight at Zeitgeist Art. Seth Corpy is having his first solo show. I love what Zeitgeist does with emerging artists. They're very encouraging of folks who are just getting out there and wanting to show their work in a solo capacity. Penny Perry, who does a lot of the artwork there too, as well in the restaurant side of things, has a great eye and really is encouraging as well. So I think it's exciting to see when you go eat at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe, definitely look on the walls and see what's on the walls and wander through the atrium because they're really upping their game with who they're bringing in and how they're showing them. So Seth Corpy, he's an emerging artist from the area, and he works in ink and acrylic on canvas, paper, and wood. I really love artists who work on wood panel. I think it has it has a voice in and of itself, especially if you leave some of those markings on the wood. So it's almost like this conversation between the artist and the wood. So he works with ink and acrylic on wood, and he does abstractions, but he incorporates plant elements and botanical elements in his work. It's very busy, and I say that in a good way. He talks about sort of wanting to work with, it's a lot of new age talks. It's a lot of like talking about vibrational connections, but I think it works with what he does. I think his style matches what he's talking about, and he talks about sort of this energy currents running through, so I'm excited to see that show. Tomorrow, Art Canopy continues. I think this is one of the last ones that the Art Institute is doing. So if you haven't had a chance to check out Art Canopy over the noon hour down underneath the porte-cochere at the depot, definitely do that. This week's theme is watercolor. So there'll be folks doing watercolor. You can try your own hand. The activities are designed for kids and families, but of course, everyone and anyone can come. It's open and available. So definitely check that out. Thursday, there is an artist talk with Robert Adams and Chris Selleck, who are part of the exhibition Play at the Duluth Art Institute right now. Elizabeth Lapense is also part of it, but she's out in the broader world and not in the area, so she won't be joining us. But Tim White is going to be the host for the evening. And it's a new format for the Art Institute. I think it's a fun one. They're bringing in a guest artist to be the guest panelist and the host for the panel. And Tim White has a really wonderful way of talking about and thinking about art in our community. So I'm really excited that he is going to be hosting the evening. And he's also a big fan of Robert Adams. So it's a nice pairing. Robert, of course, is the artist that works in Battleship Games. So the really large piece that he has in the show is a reproduction of Lake Superior done in battleships with all of the shipwrecks done in different color and sizes of battleship pegs. So it's a pretty amazing map when you look at it and sort of try and start digging in and figuring it out. So that'll be interesting. And then Chris Selleck has work. He's an artist from the cities, but he's from Duluth originally. He is really interested in gender and sports, and has my favorite series in the show is a series of embossments, so prints basically, that he did with jock straps. And it's white on white, and it has a really the patterns and colorings. I love giving tours of kids and being like, you can find inspiration anywhere, even in your underwear. And because it is, it's true. It's they're beautiful pieces. But of course they're jock straps. So.
I think that's going to make a wonderful headline for this piece on our website. You can find inspiration anywhere, even in your underwear.
Exactly.
It's not only quotable, it rhymes.
It might be a children's book. Who knows?
If it's not, it should be.
Exactly. So that's Thursday evening. I hope they talk about it because it really is a great series. And both of those artists have a really unique perspective. So that's Thursday evening at 5:30 at the Duluth Art Institute. And then Saturday, the Lake Superior Art Festival at Brighton Beach. This is a festival that Penny Clark and her cohorts have put on for the past few years, and it's turned into a really great day of art right next to Lake Superior. You know, it's in this community, I think the two go hand in hand so often, whether it's the subject matter or whether it's just the pure inspiration and the grounding that artists have, that lake is a pretty powerful force. So there'll be food trucks there. I love the mix of mediums that they've developed. So they have bookbinding, mixed media, photo, fiber, metal, wood. There really is artists in all different categories. So I think that's an excellent way to, I think art fairs are a fun way to just dip your toe into finding out about different local and regional artists, because it's an opportunity to talk to them about their work, see a sampling of their work, you know, see a lot of different artists in one space. So Brighton Beach is a really manageable space to do that. You aren't sort of overwhelmed by everything. So definitely check out the Lake Superior Art Festival on Saturday. And then you can rest. On Sunday, you can rest.
You know,
from all the art you've had.
I think the arts would be more accessible all across the board if there were more mini donuts served in conjunction with them.
We need sugar. My art professor in college always said, always break for sugar.
Exactly.
Always take a break for sugar.
I like it. See, we're on the same page here.
Amen.
Annie, thanks a million for joining us. Can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Mondays right here on Northland Morning.